a rapture, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ, somebody say, is at hand. All the way in the first century, it was talking about the day of Christ being at hand. Let no man by what? So deception comes through. Deception comes through. That, and now those are men that don't understand. Those are men who have no insight, no discernment. They have their own interpretation. And the Bible said there is no private interpretation of the scripture, but holy men of God spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. So let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, somebody said, that day shall not come except there come a falling away. Somebody say, that day. So there is a day that God is coming. There is a day of Christ that is at hand. And if you're not ready on that day, then you're going to be sadly disappointed. He said there's going to come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposing and exalted himself above all that is called God. Everybody say the Antichrist. Y'all don't know nothing about the Antichrist, but the Antichrist is going to be a physical embodiment of Satan himself. And just like God had a son, the devil is going to have a son. He's the son of perdition. He's the embodiment of sin and iniquity. And he's going to come and oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or what is worshipped, so that as he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So the Antichrist is going to be a false God, a false Christ, who's going to set himself up as God. Remember ye not, everybody say, remember ye not, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. In other words, Paul said, some of y'all done forgot that I told you these things. And now you know. Somebody say, now you know. In other words, I done taught you enough where you ought to know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Somebody say, the devil is already working. Only he, notice it's a person or it is an entity, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Amen. In other words, there's a restraining force against the enemy. The reason why the man of sin can't be revealed, because something else is here. Somebody say, the Holy Ghost. As long as the Holy Ghost is here, then the man of sin got to stay away. But as soon as the Holy Ghost leaves, the restraining force leaves. And when the restraining force is gone, then the man of sin shall be revealed. Notice verse 8. And then shall what that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. In other words, I'm not going to have to put hands on him. All I got to do is speak to him. Amen. That's why he said to the devil, get thee behind me. Some of y'all trying to fight the devil when you all got to do is just talk to him and tell the devil, get thee behind me. Amen. He's going to consume him with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy him. Somebody said, with the brightness of his coming. In other words, God said, I'm just going to show up and talk and show my glory, and the enemy going to be destroyed. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Even him whose coming is after working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Somebody shout amen. Add a blessing to your word in Jesus' name. You may be seated. The Antichrist is a man who is alive today. He is going to be called the son of Satan, because he is going to have powers that satanic force gives him and gave him. The Bible says whose coming is after the working of Satan. Everybody say, with all power, signs and lying wonders. And then it goes on, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not a love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Amen? Here's the end, that they may all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. There is a penalty for sin. There is a penalty for unrighteousness. There is a penalty for not loving truth. Bible said, buy the truth, sell it not, bind it about thy neck. Forsake not the law of thy mother and thy father. Truth is something that is absolute. We believe in an absolute God. We believe in an absolute heaven. We believe in absolute salvation. Either you're saved or you're not saved. Either you're right or you're not right. Either you're on your way or you're not on your way. There is no preparatory school to get to heaven. Either you're going to go up or you're going to go down. Amen. Ain't no in between, no intermediary, ain't no pre-K heaven. Either you're right by the blood of the cross or you're going to be wrong by your unbelief and by the sin of ungodliness. Amen. The writer here is imploring the church of Thessalonica. This is the church who was saved. This is the church that persecuted him. Matter of fact, they were the instigators of him being stoned outside of Lystra. Matter of fact, when he left Thessalonica and we was debating with him, they were very controversial with Paul. And he went down to Berea. The Bible says that the ones in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they received the word with readiness of mind, which is an implication that was not the case with the Thessalonians. And they searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. And so they had an open mind when it came to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But these Thessalonians, they didn't have an open mind to the word of God. And so Paul, in his writing, he is writing to them, talking to them about the coming of the Lord. And he's telling them the things that are going to happen and the things that he had taught them while he was in the way. And then he even told them to study, to be quiet and mind your own business. Work with your own hands. Because there was a group of them who had heard that Jesus was coming back. And so they stopped working. And that's why he had to write, if a man don't work, neither shall he eat. And so he was writing to these folks who had stopped, amen, working and had stopped doing the things that they were supposed to do on a daily basis because they thought the Lord was coming. But what actually ended up happening in their inactivity, they became gossipers. They became busybodies. Amen. They became meddlers in other men's matters instead of just seeking the Lord while it may be found and called on him while he was near. So Paul had to write to them to let them know that the day of the Lord is going to be like a thief in the night. When they cry peace and safety, he says sudden destruction is going to come on them as a mother or a woman that is in travail with the child. And so he's letting them know, amen, that we have to watch and pray. Somebody say watch and pray. Oh, listen, a lot of people are praying, but they're not watching. You don't know what day the Lord is coming. Listen, as we look at this political world and the political upheaval that is going on in Washington and going on with North Korea, and we're looking at all of the different diplomatic things that are trying to be done to avert away from a nuclear war. We're watching as things begin to heat up and the rhetoric is heating up. We hear our president speaking things, demeaning things, and derogatory things. Amen. Calling the president of North Korea, amen, calling him Rocket Man and calling him Little Man. Listen, just trying to rile him up and stir him up, amen, and got people nervous and got people fearful, got people shaking and quaking in their boots, got folks, amen, so afraid. Amen. They're out on the street protesting. They're down in the justice hall protesting. Amen. They're doing all kinds of things. Amen. And getting all scared and getting all shook up. But the Bible says that be not soon shaken in mind or troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us as the day of Christ is at hand. Listen, ain't nothing going to happen until the time for it to happen. He said you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. He said, but the end is not yet. You'll see earthquakes in diverse places. They just had a 4.5 earthquake happen on the East Coast. Amen. But that wasn't it. They just had an earthquake in Mexico and that wasn't it. We just had Harvey. We just had Irma. Listen, we just had all of these things happen, but that wasn't it. The Bible said these are the beginnings of woe. This is the beginning of trouble. I want to tell you that time is winding up and God wants us to be ready when that last trumpet sounds. Listen, don't think that you're going to stay here. Don't think you're just going to be here. There's coming a time when God's going to change some things. The Bible said that this earth shall be dissolved with a fervent heat. Listen, the elements are going to be destroyed. That's coming a day, amen, when judgment is coming. Listen, but the Bible said, don't you soon be shaken. Don't let the events of this world, listen to all of the prognosticators and all of the doctors of doom and gloom, amen, cause you to fear and to fret and to be soon shaken. Don't be soon shaken. Don't you be let the devil mess with your mind, mess with your spirit, mess with your peace, mess with your joy, because the day can't come until there's a great falling away. The day can't come until he be taken out of the way. And as long as you are here, as long as I'm here, the man of sin cannot reveal himself. The Bible says the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the addendum to that is what Jesus said. He said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Yeah, the devil is stealing and the devil is killing and the devil is destroying. But you can look at what the devil doing if you want to. But I'm looking at what Jesus is doing. He said, I come to bring you joy. I came to bring you life and that more abundantly. Don't you get all scared up and all shook up about what you saw on the evening news, worried about all the tragedies and all the things that are happening. Don't you know what the Bible said? 1,000 will fall at thy right hand and 10,000 on your left hand, but none shall come nigh thee, because the Lord is on my right hand, the Lord is on my left hand, that I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, I shall not be moved. You got saints that done forgot who your God is. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I'm not talking about walking in ignorance. The Bible said, be not fools, but be wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is. And then he told you how to walk. He said, see then that you walk circumspectly, understanding what the will. In other words, you need to look all around you. You need to check your surroundings. Circumspectly, making sure that you are aware, making sure that you're watching and praying. Watching and praying. Amen. Don't you know if the devil could have, he already would have. Don't you know if the devil could have put a bullet in your head, he would have already did it. Don't you know if he could have broken your house, he would have already did it. But there is divine protection for the people of God. If you a child of God, you're covered by the blood. Somebody say, I got full coverage. See, some of y'all got insurance. I got assurance. See, assurance is for those, amen, that trust God. Insurance is for those, amen, that were left behind by those of us that got assurance. Listen, I'm here to tell you that don't sit to let the devil have you on a fear party. Amen. Don't you get the fear mongering and worrying about what's going to happen in this world. The last time I checked, he still sits on the throne. And in Revelation chapter 4, he said, I saw one sitting on the throne. He's the one that gives permission to the devil to mess with you. He gives the devil permission to tempt you. And the devil can't do nothing unless God tell him he can. Job was minding his own business. All he was doing is offering up prayer and for his children continually. And the devil didn't have nothing to do. He was going to and fro throughout the earth. Came up with the sons of God to present themselves. Somebody say to present themselves. See, y'all missed that part. What? Why do angels, the sons of God, have to go present themselves to, amen, to God? Because no demonic force, no power, no evil or good can do anything unless God gives it permission. And when you read the 22nd chapter of 1 Kings, and when the false prophets were prophesying, amen, to Jehoshaphat and Ahab, and telling them, go on up to Ramoth Gilead. That was a prophet down in the dungeon on bread and water. Amen. Jehoshaphat was a praying man. And Jehoshaphat said, that don't sound right. Do you have another prophet? And the king of Israel said, yes. He said, but he don't never say nothing good about me. And so they went down to Micaiah, and he was in chains. Amen. And they brought him up, and they said, listen, all the prophets agree for them to go on up. He said, you do the same. Amen. And so Micaiah went up, and when he went up, they said, what say ye? He said, go on up. He was mocking them. He said, go on up. And look what the king said. See, I told you, he don't never say nothing good about me. Even the king knew the false prophets were lying. Even the king knew that that wasn't the word of God. But when he began to give the word of God, he said, I saw spirits that was going up to the throne. And he said, one said this and one said that. He said, but another one said, I'll be a lying spirit in the mouths of these prophets. And the Lord told those spirits, you go do it. He gave them permission, amen, to use those false prophets, amen, to prophesy to Ahab, amen, and give him, amen, a false word. But thank God for a preacher of righteousness that'll give you a right word. Don't you get caught up in the majority decision. Just because they say peace and safety. Just because they say everything gonna be all right. Just because they say you're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed. You are blessed. Listen, God never goes with the tide. He goes against the tide. He never goes with the tide. If you in the church, if you running with the world, the Bible said don't follow a multitude to do evil. Amen. Just because the world is doing don't mean we supposed to do it. Just because the world says okay don't mean it is okay. Just because everybody's shacking and doing everything under the sun, drinking and smoking and dancing and doing what they want to do, doesn't mean, amen, that it's all right. The Bible is still right. People can call us old fogey if they want to. They can tell us, amen, we outdated, we're antiquated, but I still believe the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord tells you to repent or you're going to perish. This ain't popular preaching. But I guarantee y'all, when y'all get to heaven, y'all gonna thank me for preaching to you. See, today's preaching, it said, two of y'all stand up right there. I want to tell you that there's a word for you. God just spoke to my heart and told me to tell you that around next week this time, you finna get a check in the mail. Those of you on this side, those of you that's suffering in your body, I want to tell you that you finna be healed. And those of you over here, amen, that need a financial blessing, listen, I want to tell you, if you stand up and clap your hands three times, that money gonna start coming out of your pocket. Money gonna start coming out of your shoes. Listen, I want to tell those of you, amen, that's looking for a husband, God told me to tell you to quit looking, because he's looking at you. Amen. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I can tell you what you want to hear, but is it the word of God? And you know what's sad is that that's the kind of preaching we want. We want something to tickle our ears. We want something to make us have a feel good. We want something to put a smile in your ear. I can see myself in my house. I can see myself with my boo. I can see myself with my Boaz. What's more important, having a husband or going to heaven? The Bible said, they that are married, it shall be as if they were never married. They that have, it shall be as if you never had. What I'm trying to tell you, don't let your highest goal in life is to be married. Your highest goal in life to get a house. Can I tell you that every house that is built was built to be torn down? They wasn't built to last. And if I could just say to every person, you got to fight for what you want. Don't be a quitter. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Fight for what you want. Amen. This don't come on easy street. There is no easy button you hit in life and everything just turn out good. You know, just hit the easy button. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, the easy button. The easy button, food, water, cars, boats, easy button, clothes, shopping, honey, money, easy button. I'm just trying to tell you, we done made Jesus into a sugar daddy. We done made Jesus into a genie where you rub your Bible and he give you three wishes. Amen. Just ask the Lord for what you want and he'll give you three wishes. Listen, the Bible said the faithful shall abound with blessing. If you're faithful, the blessings will overtake you. You ain't got to seek blessings. Blessings gonna seek you. You ain't got to worry about no check in the mail. You will have a check in your hand. Don't be soon shaking in mind. I was so embarrassed. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. When the saints started going crazy because Donald Trump became the president. I was embarrassed. I ain't going to lie. Now, I know everybody wants to say, oh, he for Trump, he for this, he for that. I was laughing. You know why I was laughing? Because God normally give you what you don't want. And I'll tell you why he gave you Donald Trump. So you'll start praying. I'm not crazy. I know why. Y'all so say, oh, he gonna take this away. We ain't gonna get no more food stamps, and we ain't gonna be able to get this, and we ain't gonna get no public service, and we ain't gonna be able to get no Social Security. And we ain't. So if that's what you're depending on the government for, I thought we supposed to depend on God. Huh? Donald Trump don't pay my bills. Donald Trump don't supply my need. Donald Trump don't answer my prayers. Amen. The last time I heard that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory, that was said before Donald J. Trump was ever born. That was said, amen, before Bush got there, before Obama got there, before Reagan got there, Carter, amen, Ford, Nixon, Kennedy, Woodrow, I don't care who they are, it was already there. That my God shall supply. When they came out of Egypt, they had the worst president they ever had. His name was Pharaoh. And Pharaoh made things hard. Made them build bricks without straw. He was a hard taskmaster. But when they got away from Pharaoh, they got up under Jesus. They start getting blessings every day. 40 years in the wilderness, shoes didn't wear out. Food was baked every morning by the angels. The Bible said they ate angels' food. Can you imagine coming out of your tent and eating some angels' food? Can you imagine walk out of your tent and there's a stream of water running by your tent where you can get something to drink? Can you imagine the shoes, amen, your feet done grew and them shoes grew on your feet? You was wearing a size 5 and now you're wearing size 7 and the shoe is a size 7. You were size 10 and the shoe is a size 10. It's a size 15, it's a size 15. Listen, you were wearing, amen, because you've been eating that angel food, you know, you was wearing a size, you know, 32 in the waist and now done buffed up to 36. Listen, what happened to the pants? It's size 36. You done buffed on up like me, 42. Guess what size it is? 42. Amen, somebody. Not a sick person among them. They didn't have no urgent care clinics. They didn't have no emergency clinics. They didn't have, amen, the medical center. All they did was woke up healed every morning. Whatever they had, it went away after midnight. Weeping endured for night, but joy came in the morning. They woke up, amen, healed for 40 years. Somebody say healed for 40 years. No blood pressure pills, no sugar pills. Listen, none of that stuff. No nervous pills, no uppers, no downers, no quaaludes. Amen. Don't get excited, y'all. But none of that. None of that. They lived under the cloud of blessings. They lived under the anointing of God. For 40 years, they didn't have no problems when it came to their health, their clothes, and their food. Somebody said, don't be shaken. Now, if God can give you them their daily bread, can I ask y'all a question? Can he give you your daily bread? He that shall come will and will not, for the just shall live by faith. Listen, if you live by faith, he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. I don't understand why we all shook up because of the president. Last I heard, there are three branches of government. The Supreme Court, come on somebody, the Senate and the Congress. Amen. The president is just a figurehead. He don't have the box in his room where he could just decide with his Twitter feed, I'm finna hit the button. I'm mad. Come on. Nobody has absolute power but God. He's the only one that has absolute power. You ain't got to worry about no crazy man waking up in the morning deciding he want to push no buttons. There's a God that has everything in control. He said the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. And listen, he can move him this way and he can move him that way. Listen, there are things that kings have done and presidents have done and they can't even explain why they did it. I'll tell you why nobody did it, because God is the puppet master. He can control your every step, your every thought, your every decision. God has the power to change your mind. He got the power to turn you around. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I'm finna hurry up and close, because some of y'all still thinking about the Democratic Party and what doesn't happen and all that kind of stuff. I'm independent. I decide what God decides. Whatever God allows, somebody say, that's the way he planned it. Huh? Yes. Whatever God allowed, that's the way he planned it. Say, I don't know, Bishop, you don't mess me up. I can't believe that. You mean to tell me that God is the one that's responsible for Donald Trump to be in the White House? Man, that's unbelievable. I'm just telling y'all how y'all think. Whatever happens is because that's the way he planned it. Somebody said that's the way he planned it. Did he plan for Pharaoh to be there when Moses got there? Yes. Did he plan for Herod to be there when Jesus was born? Yes. Did he plan for Pilate to be the one to send Jesus to his death? Yes. Did he plan for Judas to be the one? Yes. Somebody said he planned it. And y'all want to say he didn't plan this? It's planned. But y'all whatever. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Hear me in my conclusion. Don't be soon shaken. God is still in control. God has restraining forces. He has restraining power. He has things in control. When God gets ready to loose some things in the earth, they're going to be loosed. When God gets ready to bind some things in the earth, they're going to be bound. When God gets ready to shut the mouths of lions, their mouths going to be shut. When God gets ready to quench the violence of fire, it's going to be quenched. When God gets ready to dull the knife of the sword, it's going to be dull. Don't you think because you hear all these things and all these reports, amen, that heaven is upset? Don't be soon shaken in mind. God's got it all in control. Honey, I've been in this world for 58 years. I've been up under Kennedy. I've been under Johnson. I've been under Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, amen, Dad, the son, Bush, and now Obama, and now Trump. Honey, I'm a pro, amen. And God has not failed me yet. Every promise he has met. Let's just go on back, y'all. If y'all want to go back, look at slavery. You're children of slaves. Oh, you don't want to say it now. Yeah. Y'all children of slaves. But can I tell you? Look at where the slave children done came. Look what you're driving. Look what where you're living. Look what kind of education you have. Look what kind of paper you got in your hand. Amen. Y'all don't want me to know you got a little paper. God bless you. Amen. But I'm just telling you, the devil can't hold down what God said was going to go up. Just like the church. The church is going up. I don't care what the devil does. He can't hold the church down. The church is going to be in the rapture. The church is going to see Jesus. And so that's why I'm telling you today one more time, don't be soon shaken. Don't you let the devil mess with your mind and mess with your spirit and mess with your faith. God's got this thing under control. He got the devil on a leash, and the devil can't do no more than God allows him to do. You have power to tread on serpents. To serpents and scorpions, you got power to command mountains to be cast in the sea, and so don't be shaken in mind, in letter, in spirit. Just know that the day of the Lord is going to come, but there's going to be a great falling away. Let me give you a few statistics. Years ago, probably about 30 years ago, 97% of people believed in God. Today, 21st century, it's down to 78% of people that believe in God. There has been a 20% drop off of faith in God. They have Satan churches. They have atheists that anytime somebody pray in public, they want to shut it down. Their whole mission is to stop prayer from any public place, any governmental place. They don't want the Ten Commandments in the courtroom. Amen. And we allow, I'm telling you, because we're silent, we allow one, two people to come and shut us up and tell us what we can do and where we can pray. Amen. They're going to football games and telling the kids they can't kneel down and pray no more because this offensive to us. Well, when are we going to get offended? When we going to get an attitude? When we going to stand up for right and join in the fight and be a soldier? When the church gonna say something? When we gonna stop being so silent? Amen. Silence gives consent. If you don't say nothing, you must be in agreement. Amen. Praise God. We just gotta stop letting the devil put his foot on our tail. We just let him, he just sitting there with his foot on our tail, on our neck. We just letting him do what he want to do. But they that be with us is more than they that be with them. Now let me tell you something, and I'm closing. You know why all these sexual scandals and all this stuff is happening? Because all of the things that they're pushing and preaching wasn't built on truth. It was built on a lie and an agenda. And guess what? Anything built on a lie and a man-made agenda can't stand. The very folks that's judging is the one that's doing all the bad stuff. The very folks that's pointing the finger is the one that's freaky deaky. I'm just telling the truth. You got these folks interviewing folks and asking them all these hard questions. When somebody going to ask you some questions? Why was you locking the door and keeping women from leaving your office? Amen, somebody. I'm saying that sometimes we got to turn the tables on the devil. Don't get intimidated. Listen, get encouraged. Don't let the devil intimidate you and make you fearful and make you afraid. He's scared you're going to lose your job. Sometimes you got to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. Oh, I wish I had a right church up in here. Amen. People get nervous when you start talking good. You start talking right. Don't you get scared of the devil. Don't you get scared of the world system. All of these things are coming down. All of these things shall be destroyed. And only the righteous shall see God. None but the righteous shall see God. You got to live holy. You got to live right. If you want to see Jesus for yourself, get right, church, and let's go home. Come on. None but the righteous shall see God. You got to be holy. You got to live right if you want to see Jesus for yourself. Come on, church, and let's get right. Let's stand in God's presence. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. God, the devil is steadily trying to seek. Still trying.